Hello everyone, this is Justin here. Today we're doing another podcast. This one's going to be talking about some of the things that's happening in Five Nights at Freddy's 3, how it already came out, and why it is ending. So if you all enjoy this music, and I'll speak with you right after. Okay, everyone, so hopefully you all enjoyed that awesome music. Now we're going to be talking about Five Nights at Freddy's 3 and all the awesome stuff that's happening with it. So the first thing is, it came out March the 2nd, is now on Steam for, I believe it's $7.99. So if you haven't done so already, make sure you buy this amazing game. I think it's really cool, and I think everyone should be a part in this awesome game. If you guys want to check out some gameplay of it, check out my channel, type in Genderbang Gamer. And it'll pop up, and yeah, watch some of my things. I did it through Night 4 so far. I'm going to be doing it more. Also, I'm going to be doing a Q&A where you can ask me the maximum of 3 questions, and I will answer every single one of them. All you have to do is write in the comments down below. So, let's get with Five Nights at Freddy's 3. This is probably going to be the very last one in the series, which a lot of people are like really sad about. Especially me, because I have been a lifelong fan of Five Nights at Freddy's since the first one, since the last one. And I've loved every single one of Scott's games, and it's so sad to see it go down already. I really thought he was going to do a fourth one or something, but I guess not. It had a really awesome ending. Well, it had two awesome endings. The first one was, the spirits were still inside of the animatronics, and they continued to be in them for the rest of their lives, or the good ending, which the spirits were released from the suits, and they were freed. And it's such an awesome ending to a great series, but we are all sad about this ending, because everyone loved the series so much, and it's so sad to see it go down. Tell me if you guys are sad about this. The Five Nights at Freddy's 3 series going down. Because it's like so sad. I'm really sad about it. And I really wished he would have done a fourth game, but I'm kind of glad he didn't, because it had such a great ending to it. I'm glad that he stopped it at 3. some good details about Five Nights at Freddy's 3 is, the mini games are like really hard. Like, the mini games are like awesome, and I love them so much. I'm gonna be doing the truth ending on my channel, so if you want to check that out, it's going to be coming out probably in a while. Not sure when though. But Five Nights at Freddy's 3 was the very last one, because it was the very last one in the timeline era, because of the fact that all the spirits got released. So we all knew that the third game was the end, because it said the end, and it was completely the end. But we don't know for sure if it's the end, because they still have not, Scott has not done a game on Fredbear Diner, which is the very first one out of every single one. We do not know if he's going to be doing a game on that, but we might expect it, we might probably not. I'm just going to expect that Five Nights at Freddy's 3 is going to be the last one in the series. Other things I wanted to talk about with Five Nights at Freddy's 3 is, it's been such a great series. I don't know what else to say about the series. It's just so great. It gives people the chance to be like super scared while like doing the storyline, which was a great storyline, and everyone loved it so much because of the fact that Scott put in so much details, and the thing that got our attention about him ending it was whenever he showed the picture of Freddy's hat and nothing with it. It was just the lights on the hat, and we just expected that was going to be the end. And he was putting down his hat, like putting down his gaming and going into retirement for Five Nights at Freddy's. So that's all I want to talk about in this podcast. Let me know if you have any suggestions about me doing anything else with podcasts, and let me know like some suggestions you want me to talk about for these podcasts. All I'm doing is doing the most the newest thing out there, the newest thing that's hopping around. If there's nothing new in the week, then I'll probably just talk about something random. But thankfully, we got something this week. It was Five Nights at Freddy's 3, and it was a really good topic to talk about because I really wanted to express my feelings about what's happening with the game and everything. So thank you all so much for watching this podcast. If you guys want more, then make sure you watch more to let me know that you like these. And thank you all so much for all the support. I'll see you next Saturday. Goodbye.